Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Al Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Comptroller of the Air Force, John Bonglis. Also joining us in our conversation is Rob Scavello. John, we've talked a lot about what the Air Force is currently doing in the area of financial management, but can you share your vision for the Air Force financial management operations, say, over the next 5 to 10 years?
Sure. What I'd like to say, and I truly do believe this, is that the Air Force, and like any of the sister services, is not a business. You know, in many respects, it clearly is not a business. I think, though, that having said that, we can and should emulate the best practices of the private sector to gain efficiency and effectiveness, because we can no longer afford to operate the way we have been operating. I think we can operate smarter. I think we have a tremendously talented, you know, pool of people that in many respects just look for the opportunity to deliver more and to contribute more. And unfortunately, sometimes we're tied down by these old constraints. And I think that ideally, if we can break away from some of these constraints, we'd be a more efficient organization where resource allocation decisions are made in a much better time frame. I think going back to how do you retain your relevance in an organization? Well, it's obviously what do you bring to the table? What value do you add? So I'd like to see this organization, this financial organization, to be constantly the cutting edge, out in front, premier organization that it's proven to be. We are a bunch of financial types, and folks will have this vision of green eye shades looking at the books. But I would challenge you, and I will tell you that that's quite the opposite. If you look internally, you will see that we are in the forefront of many of the initiatives that have borne fruit. The secretary came in, and among one of the things that he wanted to ensure that kicked off well is his view of a smarter, leaner operation. The acronym that's being used within the Air Force is AFSO 21, which basically stands for Air Force Smart Operations for the 21st Century. And this is a combination of lean events. It's a combination of Six Sigma. It's a combination of, you know, theory of constraints. But bottom line, it's you are the responsible person in your organization. You have most experience. You are familiar with how things work and how they operate. What do you see as non-value added? What do you see that you can do without? We'll worry about the constraints around that. You come to us. You go to your leadership change, and you tell them that this is inefficient. This is dumb. This is stupid. There's no reason why we should be doing it this way, especially now. We can't afford it. So he's empowering people down to the lowest level. The view of tiered accountability. Somebody at a base having the opportunity to excel because they are as frustrated as someone at the very senior level because they can't get anything, they can't see something, they can't do something. So they'll go ahead and make things hopefully better. So that constant change, that constant reflection, that constant introspection is something that I think is something I'd like to leave behind. Don't settle for complacency, and don't settle for something that seems to work for the near term. You're always, once you've hit one target, you've got to look for the next target, because you just cannot afford to rest on your accomplishments or your laurels. That's something that I'd like to leave behind. Accurate, timely, reliable information from the folks entrusted with the taxpayers' money for the Air Force.
John, earlier you touched a little bit on some of the human capital issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we often talk with our guests about the pending retirement wave in government and the impact that may have on their operations. What are you seeing in the Air Force, and how might you be addressing some of these issues?
We're not immune for that. From that, I think that that folks that have put in 20, 25 years of their time in service, perhaps look for other opportunities. They have other decisions that life decisions that come upon them. I think the average age of the workforce in our world is in our financial world, that is 46 years. Of age, and not 46 years of service. God bless. But but you know that to some folks is a and to me still a young age. But you are losing talent. You're losing institutional talent. And this is where, especially in an organization the size of the Department of Defense and the Air Force, where you come in cold off the street, it'll probably take you 2 weeks just to figure out where the bathrooms are. Let alone be expected to operate, with any sense of real responsibility. So I understand the dilemma is as follows: you have folks that you want to keep, you want to retain, you can't hold them obviously back. Then how do you bring in new blood? We have a mentor program. We have the internship program. We have this Palace Acquire program. We have various programs where folks that have the knowledge, that currently have the knowledge, can convey and impart that to the folks coming in. So that's something that's important. We have development training activities. It's not an easy question because everyone's vying for this war for talent, so to speak. But you'd want to reward your top performers. You want to, of course, be able to show the door to the folks that no longer are adding value here and are actually taking away from people that want to come in and by extension people that support the warfighter.
Given this movement that you've described, transformation, what specific kinds of skills and expertise are you looking to either bring in or develop in folks?
Yeah, Rob. We talked a lot about equipment. We talked a lot about airplanes, and we talked a lot about different platforms, if not specific aircraft, and their military utility, and that they're costly, and so on and so forth. And they are. But there's nothing more precious to us, and there's nothing more important to us than people. They certainly are our premier asset. So you need to find the balance that brings in folks that have, from a personal attributes perspective, that have integrity, that have judgment, that have insight, that are willing to take a risk, that have energy and drive and ambition. All those things are important from a personal attribute. From a professional perspective, sure, financial skills, budgeting, accounting, cost, analysis, economics backgrounds. We absolutely will need those skills going forward. I would ask whoever's listening and the folks that are of that age that are contemplating a career that they show, which is a little difficult usually in that age group, some patience with the system because it is at times an inflexible system, but it's also a system that has recognized the need. And once the system itself recognizes the need in whatever area, if it's personnel area, financial area, logistics area, I think the system, changes to adapt. And I think that folks that have talent and that want to come in, that want to give something back, I would say to them that we need you, that we're looking for you. If you want to be something, part of something larger, something that an organization where you can make a difference, it's clearly the most rewarding job I've ever had while wearing civilian clothes, bar none.
John, thank you very much for that great advice. Unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time, and I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. But more importantly, Rob and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country in the various roles you've held at the Department of Defense.
It's my pleasure, gentlemen, both of you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for our listeners out there and for all that they do to support our troops on a daily basis. Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Financial Management and Comptroller, John Vonglis. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of the day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Al Morales. Thank you for listening.